on the same track you're on right there.
Okay. We're going to call the order of the meeting of the Senate Committee on Education. Today is May 26, 2015. Today we have, I like the word, a plethora of work sessions. So we're going to start by opening a work session on House Bill 2597A. We'll have a short explanation.
Go ahead. Chair Roblin, members of the committee, House Bill 2597 requires a truancy notice inform the parent or person in parental relation of their right to request an evaluation for a new individualized education program or request a review of an existing program. The bill was voted out of the House Committee on Education with unanimous support of those present. The bill has no prior subsequent referral and no amendments at this time. It has a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
So with that, any discussion? Oh, I'll hear a motion.
Motion first.
I'm going to get a motion here. This is exciting. Good.
Chair Roblin, I move House Bill 2597A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knope moves House Bill 2597A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? It passes. We'll have Senator Gelser carry this bill.
What she gets for not being here.
We're going to close our work session on 2597. We're going to open a work session on 2611A.
Chair Roblin, members of the committee, House Bill 2611A requires universities with institutional governing boards to continue to participate in shared services relating to employee benefits and collective bargaining until July 1st, 2019. The bill was voted out of the House Committee on Higher Education 7-2. The bill did have a prior subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. We are considering the -7 amendments at this time. They clarify that if an entity such as PEB or the PERS board or the legislature makes changes to listed benefits, then universities can implement those changes without being deemed out of compliance. The bill with the -7 amendments has minimal fiscal impact and has no revenue impact.
Why does it go to Ways and Means?
Okay. Senator Knope.
Okay. Chair Roblin, I move to adopt the -7 amendments as presented.
Senator Knope moves to adopt the -7 amendments as presented. Is there any discussion on the amendments? Any opposition to the amendments? So moved. Senator Knope.
Chair Roblin, I move House Bill 2611A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that by prior subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Senator Knope moves House Bill 2611A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that by prior subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? Bill passes, and Senator Dembro can carry that bill. We'll close our work session on House Bill 2611. And we'll open a work session on House Bill 2661A.
Chair Roblin, members of the committee, House Bill 2661A provides that school drills and instruction on safety threats include lockdown procedures. The bill was voted out of the House Committee on Education with unanimous support. The bill has no prior subsequent referral. The -4 amendments specify that tsunami drills and instruction be undertaken in schools in a tsunami hazard zone rather than a coastal zone. They specify that drills and instruction on safety threats include lockdown as well as lockout, shelter in place, and evacuation procedures. They expand drills and instruction to include students up to grade 12. And they allow a governing body of a public body to hold an executive session to consider matters relating to school safety or a plan that responds to safety threats made toward a school. The bill with the -4 amendments has minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
And this was the combination of the two amendments, the one that Senator Knope had and the other one. Okay, very good. So, Senator Knope.
Chair Roblin, I move to adopt the -4 amendments as presented.
Senator Knope moves to adopt the -4 amendments as presented. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition to the amendment? The amendment is adopted. Senator Knope.
Chair Roblin, I move House Bill 2661A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knope moves the House Bill 2661A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes.
Mr. Chair, I think it's just 2661. It will become A after we adopt
it. I think they amended it over there in the House.
On here, it doesn't show anything.
Oh, that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
It is just 2661 now.
Okay.
It will become
so I'll change
A
that
after here.
I'll change that. Senator Knopf has moved House Bill 2661. Is that correct? Okay. As amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? More discussion. Is there any opposition to the bill? Seeing none, it's passed. Senator Knopf, do you want to carry this one?
I will carry that, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Senator Knopf. So we'll close the work session on House Bill 2661. And we'll open a work session on House Bill 2762A. It is A.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Got that one right.
Thank you.
Chair Revland, members of the committee, House Bill 2762A requires school districts to eliminate the use of polystyrene foam plates, trays, food containers, or food packaging in service of any meal unless the school district recycles the polystyrene foam. The bill was voted out of the House Committee on Energy and Environment with the unanimous support of those present. The bill has no prior subsequent referral and no amendments at this time. A fiscal impact has been issued and the bill has no revenue impact.
Senator Knopf.
Chair Roblin, I move House Bill 2762A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knopf moves House Bill 2762A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? Bill passes. Okay, we'll have. Do you really want to do it? We're going to give it to Rosenbaum.
I'll give it. Yeah, let Diane do it.
Okay. Diane Rosenbaum will carry that. Thanks. Either way.
I was trying to get my environmental score.
Okay. Well, we could have done it really good. We did have a discussion of her before, just so you know, that they should all be made out of wood.
Yes.
All trays out of wood. And we thought that we could also then recycle them by using them for our energy production in these places that have burners. So with that, we're going to close the work session on House Bill 2762A, and we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2927A.
Chair Rilvin, members of the committee, House Bill 2927A increases the amount transferred yearly from the state school fund to the high-cost disabilities account. The bill was voted out of the House Revenue Committee with unanimous support of those present. The bill has a subsequent referral to the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue. The bill has no amendments at this time. A fiscal impact has been issued, and a revenue impact has been issued.
Okay. That would be a good message. Senator Cano.
Chair Roblin, I move House Bill 2927A to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue by prior reference.
Senator Knopf moves House Bill 2927A to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? I'm going to carry this over to Revenue. With that, we'll close our work session on House Bill 2927A, and we'll open a work session on House Bill 3308A.
Chair Roblin, members of the committee, House Bill 3308A directs the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to convene a work group to analyze and make recommendations on how to address disparities in higher education among traditionally marginalized, underserved, and underrepresented communities. Came from the House Committee on Higher Education on a 5-4 vote. The bill has no subsequent referral, no amendments at this time. A fiscal impact has been issued, and the bill has no revenue impact.
So, Senator Knopf.
Chair Roblin, I move House Bill 3308A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knopf moves House Bill 3308A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none, bill passes, and I will carry this bill.
If I could, I'd say if the rest of the legislature could operate with the efficiency you have, we'd have sunny died by now.
That would be nice, actually. I would be ready for that. Is there any other? Oh, wait, did I close? I'll make sure that I closed the work session on 3308. Any other conversations or discussions before our committee? We have right now set up one more meeting with all of the bills that we have at our committee next week, on Thursday. That's all we have. I will take care of all the bills. I am looking at possibly having some issues after that. So if you have some things you'd like to have conversations about to get ready for the next session in 16, let me know. We can plan a few of those hearings. I did have a conversation with some people today who said it might be nice to invite Salam Noor to the committee to have a conversation since he has been selected as the new
assistant superintendent.
Yeah, so deputy superintendent.
Deputy, yes.
We're hopefully changing that name eventually in our
but
other.
But not until next session.
Not until next session. The other conversation is to maybe have a talk about the ongoing stuff that we're doing with OEIB. Senator Cruz and I have talked about, you know, coming up and talking about that and letting people know if they want to get on that work group that's going to go in the interim, we'd be glad to have
Mr. Chair, I think it might be beneficial if we invite the members of that work group to come and opine from their perspective to get it on the record.
And get some stuff on the record about what we look like we might be doing after that. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. So we'll see about scheduling that next week or so. Any other questions or concerns from people? I would love to hear it. With that, we're going to close our Senate Committee on Education.
Well, that was quick.
Thank you all for being here.
Well, that was quick.
Thank you all for being here.